this is basically two meals on Monday through Friday. There's a soup and a sandwich. There's the entree, a carbo, vegetable, salad, dessert. So they get that Monday through Friday. And then we send out on Saturday a pantry order for breakfast food for the whole week. If they want extra food for the weekend, we also send an extra meal, especially for family.
Why do you do this?
Well, I was involved as a caregiver for a very good friend of mine in San Francisco, and I found he was living in a hospice where everybody had to arrange for their own food, and he had a lot of money, so his food was very good, but when I was in the kitchen, some of the other people were having warmed up hot dogs, you know, and so I just said to the manager that, why don't I just cook for everybody, it'd be simpler. And then when I came back here after my friend died, I became a volunteer at the Minnesota AIDS Project, and I did case management as a volunteer, took care of 19 people before they all died. I started doing the food because it seemed emotionally an easier thing to do than taking care of people who were in the final stages of AIDS, you know. And then the home delivery stuff started, as they said, because people got too ill to come out, you know, and they still needed the food.
Did it start off as just mostly gay men who had AIDS?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the profile was very different in the beginning. In the profile of the epidemic, 36-year-old white middle-class man living in South Minneapolis, bisexual or gay. And now, of course, we have lots of families, we have lots of people of color, and we have a disproportionate number of women. Typical family situation is dad has died. In the meantime, he unwittingly infected mom. Mom is sick, and there are four kids.
I came down here about 15 minutes ago. There are about eight tables in this church basement, the big long church basement type tables. They're filled up on one half with grocery bags that have lists inside. The other half was a bunch of those little styrofoam containers for single servings of meals, I guess. What happened to all this stuff? Half of it's moved out now.
Oh, yeah. It's on its way. Doorbells are ringing. Well, we're going now to Barbara. Barbara's really quite fantastic person. She's very dedicated to helping open arms, you know, and she does a lot. Sharp, sharp lady. She was diagnosed in Baltimore and came back here because she had family here. It's Bill, Barbara.
Hi, how are you?
This is John Raby.
Hi, John.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Come on in. One of those days where I just did not feel...
When I came back, one thing... This is home. Minnesota's home. So when I came back home, one thing I did know about it from working in social services is they did have services here. So I found Bill. I got hooked up, and I was able to, like, make a lot of other people aware of it. And it's just worked out really, really well for me.
Why does it help you? Why do you need it?
Why do I need it? Well, number one, I get $10 in food stamps per month. I don't know about you, but I'm not that creative. And number two, there's days that I just don't have the energy to get up and fix things, and they tend to be more days than not lately.
During this summer, we added an enormous number of kids because they're home from school, there's no school lunch, and it coincided with the cutback on food stamps. So I think 1 week we added 25 kids, and what Paul did was he phoned the parents and ask what your kids will eat. Because we learned there's no point in sending food to people that they won't eat. So he devised really some kid menus. Like one father said to me, if it doesn't look like it came from Embers, my kids won't eat it. Like when we do cheeseburgers, that's a very popular thing, you know. And I, first time we sent cheeseburgers out, I thought it was kind of disgusting. I thought, who wants a warmed up cheeseburger? Well, they love them. We try to do things that are nutritionally appropriate, but at the same time, we also have to try to do things that will fit the kind of food people are accustomed to.
Now, there are four people in this building, but they don't know one another. And basically, they don't want to know one another. So we have to, you see, there's nothing on this bag that says who we are. Hi, how are you?
Good, hi.
Hey, Dean, how are you?
I'm a visitor.
Hey, come on in.
I'm in a wheelchair. It's very difficult for me, being with the AIDS and the car accident, to be confined. So it's really, I really appreciate this program so much. It's really been nice talking to everybody, and I hate to cut you short, but I have to go eat my lunch.
Dean is not doing very well. He's in a wheelchair. He's always very cheerful, though, very friendly, and I think he has a good support network.
Why does he need this food help?
He does not have the energy to prepare the food, and I don't think he has the financial resources to, you know, really to acquire, you know, well, shopping would be a major thing for him, you know.
Who's this next person we're going to go see?
Now, this is Mary. We have been delivering to her for over 5 years. She became ill when she was living in New York, and she came back here because her family lived here. And she's doing pretty well.
Yeah. Hey, Bill.
Oh, hi, Mary.
You know, back in a second, but I'm sure he's very hot. You did.
Let's look in the grocery bag. What do you have?
Well, I have flowers in here.
This is the pantry order. Mm-hmm. And bagels.
No, tomorrow's flowers.
Tomorrow's flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember. Yeah.
Yeah, well, gee, I give them.
Yeah. Egg salad sandwich. Mm-hmm. Pumpkin salad.
Oh, boy. Mm. I came back here. I went and left in Chicago, Kansas City, New York, and I came back here in 89 after I found out that I was sick. Because in New York, you don't get no help like you do here. So I said, well, if I go back home, I bet you I could get some help. And I've got a lot of help. It makes you feel so important. It's neat. Bringing flowers Tuesday. Oh, my birthday's Saturday. I know they're going to have a big cake for me and a bouquet of flowers. Because last year they did. It was nice. Last year was the first year they knew my birthday. It really meant a lot to me because I don't have no family here.
It's pretty simple. All we have to have is a verification of HIV status. You know, the doctor can fax it to us or the caseworker can. We make an effort not to hassle people. I mean, my rule is if we get a request for food before 10 o'clock in the morning, the person gets food that day. We can verify things later.
Are you always able to fulfill that?
Yeah. One day I thought that we couldn't. And one of the drivers said, well, that's okay. I will stop at McDonald's and I'll get a meal for him there.